Morehouse College President Walter Massey is ready to say goodbye. This Sunday, the head of the only all-male, historically black college in the country is going to give that school's commencement speech. It's going to be his last as acting president. Massey is also a Morehouse grad. He's slated to step down in June. And as president, he's done big things for the college, like raise more than $100 million. But the school's reputation has also taken some hits in recent years. Walter Massey spoke with NPR's Tony Cox about the president's tenure at Morehouse and his legacy.
You're giving the commencement speech this weekend. What is your message going to be, and how emotional an appearance do you think this will be for you?
Well, it will be very emotional for me. It's the first time that I've ever given the commencement speech, and it will be the last time. And I want it to be special. And we have a tradition at Morehouse that the speaker should not go beyond 12 or so minutes. So I'm still in the minute in the middle of revising it.
I should say, by way of disclosure, Dr. Massey, that my son is a student at Morehouse, but you and I have never met actually beyond my saying hello to you one time at a school function. So I just wanted to sort of get that out there. Let's
well,
talk.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he is. I'm still paying those bills too, Dr. Massey.
When you came to
Morehouse as president 12 years ago, what did you see as the school's biggest needs at that time, and how have you met those needs and challenges as president?
When I came, it was clear that Morehouse did not have the resources, the level of resources, financial, that we needed to be able to continue to compete and attract the best students. We also was becoming clear that we were entering a much more competitive environment. And over this period, we have remained very competitive.
Let's talk about some losses and some setbacks that Morehouse has also experienced during your tenure. There's been some violent and deadly crime involving current and former Morehouse students. There was a hate crime incident 5 years ago. There was a murder of a Morehouse student last year. Police say he was killed by a group of former students. And on top of all of that, Morehouse, which used to be perennially in the top 10 of the HBCUs according to the Black Enterprise magazine list, has dropped in those rankings all the way down to number 45 in the latest reporting period. What do you think has been troubling Morehouse lately, and how do you suppose the school can put some strength back into its reputation?
Well, I would first dispute the implication that the reputation has been damaged in any broad way. It simply has not.
Okay.
According to our recruiters, this should be the strongest class we have had in years. Applications are up almost 20%. And the things you have mentioned are seen just as they are, as incidents. The Black Enterprise rankings, it, on the face of it, it's ludicrous. How could you go from being number one for four rankings in a row to number 45th? I mean, what, in 2 years, what could change in a college? This has really had no effect on us.
Here's a question I hear often. How can Morehouse continue to groom Morehouse men, as they are popularly known, with the cost of a higher education increasingly out of reach?
Morehouse education is a bargain. Total cost would be in the maybe mid-$20,000, $27,000 or so. Having said that, about 30% of our students, we give a discount. It costs about 30%. One of the things our trustees have started is something we call an opportunity fund. And it's to help students who are towards the end of their academic career and who simply have run out of money, but who are in good academic standing. And we find each year we have between maybe 50 and 100 of those students.
You, of course, stepping down as president to be replaced by Robert Franklin, one of your fellow Morehouse graduates. Now, Franklin wrote in his book, which was titled Crisis in the Village, that many black colleges, and I'm paraphrasing here, are no longer training students to become community leaders and are instead simply supplying talent to the marketplace. Do you think that supplying talent to the marketplace is a bad thing?
No, but I think you can do both. And that's what we attempt to do at Morehouse. We make the statement that we hope that all of our students will become leaders in whatever careers they pursue, And a part of being a leader, an important part, is to be able to give back to the community.
Looking ahead 5, 10, 20 years, will Morehouse still be a black man's college or something perhaps more multi-ethnic or more multicultural?
I think 5 years, it's unlikely that the population will change dramatically. But the school has always admitted students of all racial and ethnic backgrounds. And I would suspect you would see a somewhat more diverse institution just as society changes. But I think Morehouse will be, even 10 years from now or more, seen primarily as the college of choice for African-American men, and that students of other races and ethnic groups who come, as they do now, will come because they want that experience, that they want the Morehouse experience. And the values, the traditions, and messages that we tailor for our students who are mostly African-American are messages that are good for males of any race and background. We certainly find that of our white and Hispanic and Asian students now. They think of themselves as Morehouse men just as much as our black students.
Final thing, Dr. Massey. We are told that you are headed to Chicago for your retirement years to be with your grandchildren and with your family. How much, sir, are you going to miss all of this?
Well, first of all, we have a place in Atlanta and Chicago, and we have a place in Cape Cod, so we will be splitting our time between those places. I'm going to miss most of all the students and being able to get up every morning, walk across campus, talk and chat, and see the young men has just been wonderful. The consolation I'll have is there I will always be a Morehouse alumnus, and I'll always see some of the more than 5,000 now young men I've had the privilege of seeing as president who will also be Morehouse alumni. So it won't all go away.
Dr. Massey, thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations. Enjoy your retirement.
Thanks a lot. Best wishes to your son.
That was Morehouse College President Walter Massey speaking with NPR's Tony Cox. This Sunday, Massey is going to deliver the college's commencement address before leaving his post in June.